All right.
John, happy with the result and the performance today?
Listen, it's probably a very strong first half performance. And to be fair to Westmeath, they came out and really gave it socks in the second half and made it very difficult for us. And, you know, they put in a really strong performance, I thought, in the second half. You know, we created chances, we just didn't finish them. And we were probably, you know, full value for what we had in the finish, but ultimately I think, you know, we would have preferred maybe to get a few more scores there.
Is it tough coming into a game like this where, look, you're overwhelming favourites to go on and win the game, or is it just basically your own targets you're trying to hit?
I know, listen, we follow our own routine every week, you know, it doesn't matter what game it is, you know, but the Championship or League, it's the same thing. But, you know, we've worked really, really hard the last number of weeks, to be fair, and I think a lot of what we're trying to do, we're working on in the games as well, and some of it is coming off, some of it is not, but we'll keep at it.
Getting to see a lot of the panel, obviously, a couple of inexperienced lads. You have Jamie, Dunica and Fergal on today, and all three of them had good games.
Yeah, no, I think I'd be very, very happy with their contributions today. You know, we're trying to develop young players, you know, right throughout the process. It's something that we have, you know, a real emphasis on, and we want to give them credible opportunities to, you know, play, to participate and give their contribution and yet develop as they're going along. So, yeah, listen, at the minute, we'd be very, very happy with the contribution of the group overall.
You look at the other side of it then, I suppose, Dermot starting the game, you had Mike Casey coming off the bench, you had Aaron Galland coming off the bench as well. A pretty bolstered squad at the moment, John, with plenty of returnees.
Yeah, no, listen, we're in good shape, you know, we've very, very few issues injury-wise, so it's a healthy place at the moment. Very competitive. I think the next 6 weeks are going to be really, really competitive within the group. And I'm looking forward to the next 6 weeks now to see where the boys can drive each other, you know, in terms of that competitiveness and our performances.
It looks like it will probably go down to the final weekend, obviously the game against Wexford, looking ahead then to possibly the knockout stages and the semi-final. Was it something at the start of the year that you have in your head in terms of the goals?
No, we don't think like that, to be honest with you. We go out every game to try and win it, number one, and you know, we've given ourselves an opportunity now to push on, and you know, we'll be going out again next weekend to try and get a result again. But I know that we'll get a fine tough game from Wexford, we always do, and you know, we'll be going out to try and win that game and push on again.
John, Declan's injury, any update on that?
Declan Hannan? No, Declan is perfect. Declan is 100%. It just wasn't part of the group today, but I know he'll be championing the bit now Tuesday night again.
Giroud as well, obviously he was named to start. Any update on that?
Yeah, I know he just went over an ankle taking a shot on Friday night. It was a very minor injury. We're hoping with a couple of days rest he'll be fine again.
Yeah. John, can I ask you about the travelling support? I know they've supported up and down the country, but you know, it's great to see two and a half, three hours probably for some people. Great to see people coming out in their numbers to support the team no matter where they're playing.
Yeah, listen, we're very fortunate to have such a very passionate and committed bunch of people following the team, and you know, long may that be the case. And you know, I thought they gave the team a really great reception here today. And listen, we're going to need them as the year goes on. We're going to need far more than even that was here today. So hopefully now, as the season goes along, we'll see the team well supported as they always have been.
Okay. Cheers, John. Thanks very much.